Ray Foley on Today FM.
Ireland weather, says the Irish Times. Sunscreen required as settled conditions continue into the weekend. Met Aaron forecast size of up to 18 degrees above the 15 degree average for this time of year. Even yesterday, they were saying yesterday wouldn't be great. Yesterday was absolutely stunning. JP got a bit of sunburn. Get the sunscreen out. Keep applying it all week as the settled weather in Ireland is expected to continue into the weekend. And warnings that people are getting burnt. JP, you've fallen victim on a number of occasions.
Usually, I'm a sunscreen maniac. I'm factor 30 all of the way.
30. Even in winter.
Do you know, if I know I'm going to be out for hours and it's going to be a windy day.
Sunny day in winter.
Because everyone knows the wind multiplies the sunshine.
Well, the wind makes it worse, yeah.
That's science. Factor 30, guys. I have people in my family who insist on using factor 15. Now, if you're using sunscreen, right, to stop getting skin damage.
It's better than nothing, though. It's better than nothing. Here's another thing for you, and I don't know this. I don't know the science. I'm not a science guy. Does a higher factor mean that you won't get a suntan at all? Surely you get something like, don't you?
That's the point of sunscreen.
So you don't get any tan at all?
You're not supposed to.
You don't get a tan?
That's why I have an issue with factor 10 and 15. What's the point, guys?
You get a little bit of protection and you still get a bit of a tan, I suppose.
So getting a tan's not a good thing.
What?
Getting a tan is not a good thing.
I look stunning with a tan.
No, you do look great with a suntan, but ultimately...
I'm mostly just teeth. I'm just teeth and eyeballs. When I know I'm going out, I get the mitt out.
Perfect tan lines downstairs as well.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Incredible.
Oh,
incredible.
Yeah, I need to use a roller. I need to use you know the little mini roller for cutting in? That's what I use downstairs.
Guys, factor
all
30
the
all the way.
All the way. And brown I like the, all the way.
And when it comes to sunscreen, I like the blue stuff. You know, so you spray it on blue and then when you rub it in, it goes see-through.
We started using a spray. It's like a deodorant. It comes out like a... It's like a spray. Not like... how do I... It's not like Windoline spray. It's like a spray.
Like a mist.
Yeah, it comes out like a mist.
But you don't know where that's
brilliant.
Going. How do you know where it's going?
You can tell. Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. I'm telling you, I saw it this morning. They had it in Lidl this morning. Lidl have their own brand one. I love it. It's just you shake it up and you spray it on and you're done. There's no hanging around. No spreading or sticking. It's not stuck to your fingers. Getting stuck on the phone. Oh, it's great. It's great. What brand do you use?
Nivea.
Oh, I like the smell of Nivea.
Oh, Nivea's got a great smell.
Nivea's got a unique smell.
It's a lovely smell.
It's like he comes into work and I'm going, you're on the Nivea. The curtains during the day with the windows open and then leave the windows open at night.
That's how the Europeans do it, yeah.
That's it. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Sleep on an ice pack, says your woman who texted a minute ago. Tom says factor 30 means 30 minutes in the sun, then reapply.
No.
Tom, are you out of your mind?
That's ridiculous, Tom.
30 minutes.
Tom, have you read the bottle?
Tom,
do you know how to read?
Tom, look at the back of the bottle. I use 50 and I get a tan. Does that mean you every 50 minutes you're reapplying, Tom?
Tom, talk to an adult, will you?
Tom, you're out of your mind, Tom.
Sunscreen's no joke, though.
By the way, can I just say, Tom sent that in and then I immediately went on the internet to check before I slagged off Tom because there's a chance Tom was right.
Are we in the clear?
Well, do you know what? There's something to it. He's got it completely wrong. He's a dose. But he's nearly right. There's a bit of it that stuck with Tom and he's interpreted it wrong. Tom, would you like to know what it actually means, the SPF?
I think he said yes.
The number indicates the theoretical amount of time you can stay in the sun before getting sunburned compared to not wearing any sunscreen. Right?
Okay.
So there is a multiplication there, 30. So factor 30... let's say you burn in 10 minutes normally. Mm-hmm. Let's say out in the sun, you burn in 10 minutes. 30, multiply that 10 minutes by 30.
300.
300 minutes. Then you need to reapply. Oh. So whatever the normal time is, you reckon you'd burn. And they say, usually it's like it's 15 to 20 minutes, I'd say, isn't it? Multiply that by whatever the number is, and then that's the number of minutes you get out of it. So it's just time. It's not strength.
Guys, be sun safe. Just slap on loads of sunscreen.
And don't listen to Tom. He's just making it up as he goes along.
Ray Foley on Today FM.